Okay, so almost said all right, and I said okay instead, so it kind of probably sounded funny. It's kind of wild. Okay, so let's recap everything. You got two kinds of people in this world. You got the born again, spirit filled. Well, you got really three kinds. You got born again, spirit filled. You got born again, carnal. Saved but carnal, and then you got the flesh creatures, the unsaved. And so those three kinds of creatures are going to have conflict, because the spirit field saying, okay, I'm going to take up my cross, mind my own business, do my duty, give out the good news. You know, a lot of people say, go get, you're smart, go get a good job where you're making a lot of money and all that. Go do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. And they say, I'm doing this. And I say, well, I've reached 10 million people with the gospel. What about you? I've reached 10 million people with the gospel doing what I'm doing. Have you reached anybody? No, because they don't care about the gospel. All they care about is cars, houses, money, stuff, image, pocketbooks, wallets, dresses, suits and ties, and vacation, and going to the mountains, and going to the beach, and going on a vacation. They don't care about the gospel. They waste their whole life in the 3D material realm for what? Stuff to die? And you don't put any kind of treasures in heaven. You're only building treasures on earth, which burns and goes away and corrupts and gets rusted and somebody steals it and everything else. So you're putting all these treasures on earth, but you're not putting any treasures in the kingdom, the eternal kingdom. I was thinking about that yesterday. I was thinking about all the people around me. You got a college degree, you can get a better job. You can get moved. You can buy this house and do this and do here. Well, I've tried that when I was younger, and then God saved me, and my focus is on the kingdom and souls and winning souls. Jesus alone saves. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There's people who never heard the gospel. There's people that don't know John 3:16, which is a shame about our society. If you don't know John 3:16 and you claim to be saved, something wrong. Something bad wrong. Well, you could do this and go here and vacation and rest and go fishing and go do this and do this and do this and travel. I've reached 10 million people with the gospel. How about you? Probably more than that, to be honest. Probably 20 million. I've reached 10 million people with the gospel, with all the different sites I've built and all the different platforms I've experimented with. What about you? Have you told people about the gospel, that Jesus alone saves? Not of works, lest any man should boast. Those people who try to tell me what to do, and I don't tell them what to do, and I don't tell them how to live or what to do. You know, I'm talking about the ones you rub shoulders with. Even if it's a spouse, a wife who is not spirit-filled, she's just of the world, you know. She don't care about the gospel. And she tries to tell me, well, we need to go to this Christmas party and this and this. It's all about the holidays and the emotions and feelings and up and down, the sine wave, the sin wave, and the snake. And let's say you do have some goals and dreams, like to build a business or something. They don't want to help you. They don't want to be a team player. They actually don't even know you. The predator, narcissistic psychopath, Jezebel, doesn't even communicate. They don't even know who you are. It's all about their agenda. And when they're talking, they're just talking so much, they don't ever hear anything you say. They're trying to brainwash you to think like them, to be like them, to follow their path or whatever. And you say, well, what about the gospel? I don't want to be a preacher's wife. I don't want to be, I don't, I don't care about nobody else. I don't care about souls. I don't care about the church. The church fills all things. The body of Christ fills all, Ephesians and Colossians. The Spirit and the bride say, come, drink of the water of life freely. This is all about the church. This is all about Christ and his body, Jesus and his body. And then you even see it with the churches, you know. They say, don't miss a day of church, but they're not really winning souls. It's just about building up that church, and it's not really about outreach. And if somebody has a gift that they don't have, they get jealous and try to shut you down. And they want you so busy in a church, and you're only talking to the same people over and over, but you're not reaching out to the world. When I can reach 10 million people by myself, and a church doesn't reach hardly anybody, it's like, come on, what's that about? I promise you, I probably reached 20 million, but at least I know I've reached 10 million at least. And so, not everybody's gonna get saved. And it's getting to the point now where people are so drunk on Babylon, they can't even hear anything you're saying. They have no conviction of sin. They can't admit they're a sinner. They are so distracted with doom scrolling, phones, whatever, and you say, hey, you must be born again and get in that word and study the word. People will not study the word. There's so many distractions now that nobody's studying the word. Nobody's rightly dividing the word. The average person used to be able to rightly divide, even if they had a job, 40-hour week and a family. They'd sit down and they'd rightly divide it. They talk to their spouse. People don't communicate anymore. And they think they're replacing relationships and communication with somebody with the online stuff. I've talked to a lot of people, and most husbands and wives are not on the same page, and they do not communicate, and they're just going through the motions, and there's really just... That's why there's so much cheating. But even then, even if they cheat, they're not really making a connection with the other person. It's just the same. It's just the same round the mountain foolishness. They leave one and go to another one, and it gets worse. They probably find out that it's worse. The grass is never greener on the other side. But I decided 20 years ago, that I was going to talk to people. Really talk to people. But when you decide to do that, most people still lie, still pretend, still fake. See, it's a narcissistic system. And the narcissistic predators, they're master deceivers about flipping things onto somebody else. They are the predator, but they try to flip everything around that they're the target or the victim. Notice I said the word target, because you can actually come to the mindset that you're a victim or you're just a target. And so I chose to use the word target because I'm going to overcome, and I'm actually going to study the narcissist, and I'm going to study their patterns, and I'm going to see the fractal, and I'm going to see what they are. Now, when you come across one that's really a psychopath, and everything they do, everything that they're guilty of, they project on you. That is psychopathic, the dark triad. I think they call it the dark tetrad, but it's the three parts. The dark triad is pure evil. And they, look, the psychopath, Jezebel, narcissist, whatever you want to call it, the psychopath wants control at all costs. And if they can't manipulate you psychologically, then they'll do other stuff. When you walk away from one of those Jezebel psychopaths, they don't like that. They come after you. They actually want to take you out, because a lot of times their plan was financial and they didn't get their goal, so they're going to try to get it some other way, you know. It's really a trip, and it's real. I know it's hard to believe if you've never experienced it, but I've seen it my whole life. Because when you really have a meek and quiet spirit, and you just walk around with a humble demeanor, and you're just trying to talk to people in a real, genuine way, they think it's weakness. They see the meekness as weakness, but actually meekness is controlled power. And yeah, I know what I'm talking about. The other week I saw this lady. She always comes in the job with a different person, a different dude. She saw me with a handful of tools. She says, "You got a big project, I guess." I said, "Well, my biggest project's after I leave here, because I'm remodeling a studio." "Oh." So before, she would just ignore you. Then when she found out that you got a job, you got ride share, and you've got some other stuff you're doing on the side, then their eyes light up. "Oh." And then they try to be nice. And then I noticed during the day, she's always hanging around. Before, so what, she's a predator, right? She's a predator. She chases all these guys that don't have a job, and they probably doing some weird jacked up stuff. And then she sees some man that works who doesn't have a wedding ring on. She's coming after me. I already know. I can see it in their eyes, you know. They got a target. And I'm just going to let her play out her game. And say something about the Bible. Eventually, I'm going to say, "Yeah, that's what the Bible says," or something. And then she'll just run. When you start to see that somebody's a predator, and you still speak Bible scripture, and you quote verses about rebellion against God and being your own God or something, and they still come after you, those are the psychopaths. Those are the dark triads. Even quoting scripture and they still try to get in your world, that's a psychopath. And the ones who are in a cult and quoting scripture to try to pull you into their dark triad, that is demonic. The cult leaders and the cult recruiters who still use scripture to try to pull you in, that's off the roof, kind of like the Pentecostal cult, you know? And it's like, oh, these are devils. And I've seen it a long time ago, but to be able to use scripture to see the heart and use their word to see their heart and see how evil these snakes really are. It's all about self, and it's never about helping anybody else. It's all about take. They never give. They only want to receive, you know, and that's a scary individual right there.